WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump in court today for opening statements in his New York hush money trial, but he continues to claim that being there is keeping him off the campaign trail.
Playing victim has worked very well for him, at least among Republicans. What we don't know is how does it play in a general election? Day after day of seeing Donald Trump as a criminal defendant stuck in a courtroom, I'm not sure this will benefit him, but as we have seen, this has not played out in a predictable way.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Supreme Court today weighed whether arresting or fining homeless people who sleep outside is cruel and unusual punishment.
Punishing people for trying to survive outside is not only dehumanizing, it's ineffective.
St. Louis Alderwoman Alicia Saulnier at a Housing Not Handcuffs rally in Washington. President Biden focused on climate change and climate-focused jobs at an Earth Day event in Virginia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Vice President Kamala Harris announces new, stricter rules for federally funded nursing homes.
For caregivers, it means that in the midst of this noble and selfless work that they do, that they don't get paid enough for the kind of work that they need to cover.
Harris in La Crosse on Monday says nursing homes have been understaffed for too long. Donald Trump has made false accusations against Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Megan Wolf, and Governor Tony Evers doesn't rule out increased security for her.
You know, if it gets bad enough, certainly we must. I mean, you think about, first of all, he's making accusations that are nothing but a freaking lie.
At an Earth Day event near Madison, the governor acknowledged Trump's First Amendment rights. More ground and air searches in Manitowoc County over the weekend for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Saturday marked 2 months since the toddler was reported missing.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs mid-60s. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the low 30s, sunny and upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
99.7
the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, show you after 5 p.m. on Monday night with Hootie and the Blowfish on Max FM.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You go alone. It's times like these can make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you again. I finally spent my time waiting on your call. How can I tell you, babe, my back's against the wall.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $50 service certificate at Back Rope Air Motors for just $30. The Back Rope Air Motors certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The NFL draft kicks off in 3 days. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It is an exciting time for teams who look to add to their talent base. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst meeting with reporters today.
The opportunity to make your football team better is always exciting. And this is an exciting time of year. We got our players back in the building, you know, last week, and the energy just, you know, ramps up tremendously when those guys are in the building, and particularly our group that just really likes to be around each other. So it's just an exciting time, probably for all 32 teams, but certainly for us.
More NFL news. The NFL Network reporting that the Jets are trading former number 2 overall pick Zach Wilson to Denver. The Jets will receive a 6th round pick in this week's draft in return. The Broncos also get a 7th rounder. After 15 seasons, 4 Pro Bowls, and an MVP award, former Atlanta quarterback and Indianapolis Colt Matt Ryan announcing his retirement today. In baseball, the Brewers send Joe Ross to the mound in Pittsburgh tonight in the first of a 4-game set with the Pirates. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Cyndi Lauper.
I'm 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. Tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Gwen Stefani on Max FM.
Together, and tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet,
come help me out. I need to get me out of this joint. Come on, let's bounce. Counting on you to turn me around instead of clowning around. Let's look for some common ground. So, baby, time's getting a little crazy. I've been getting a little lazy, waiting you to come save me. I can see that you're
escape and recreate a place that's my own world, and I
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. People is holding a brat fry on Monday, May 13th. This is in conjunction with the Community Shred Day at Prevail Bank from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 110 Lynn Street in Baraboo. The menu includes grilled brats, grilled Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Proceeds will benefit PHP's Adopt-A-Family program. For more information, go over to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will look at weather, music, Mike, Buey, listen to news on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
This Saturday, Kanamichi will host Milwaukee's Old Goat Shuffle Band. They bring together an all-star lineup of veteran musicians to deliver a high-energy, pub-style performance featuring their modern approach to Celtic, Americana, bluegrass, country, songs of the sea, and folk music. They've been reinventing these traditional songs for a modern audience by infusing them with touches of blues, funk, and jazz. All the fun gets started at 7:20 this Saturday at Kanamichi. It's located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs mid-60s. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the low 30s. Sunny and upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
99.7
man's
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
More 99.7 Max FM.